ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 21, Instructions by Maharaj Prithu, Part 3, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. In any meeting, there are different classes of men, and it is to be supposed, therefore, that because Prithu Maharaj was very great, he must have had several enemies present in the assembly, although they could not express themselves. Maharaj Prithu, however, was concerned with persons who were gentle, and therefore Prithu first addressed all the honest persons, not caring for the envious. Prithu did not, however, present himself as a royal authority, empowered to command everyone, for Prithu wanted to present his statement in humble submission before the assembly of great sages and saintly persons. As a great king of the entire world, Prithu could have given them orders, but Prithu was so humble, meek, and honest that Prithu presented his statement for approval in order to clarify his mature decision. The laws of nature are very subtle. For example, if one eats in a place which is very sinful, he or she shares in the resultant reaction of the sinful activities performed there. Therefore, it is a Vedic system for a householder to call Brahmanas and Vaishnavas to eat at ceremonial performances in his house, because Brahmanas and Vaishnavas can immunize one from sinful activities. But it is not the duty of rigid Brahmanas and Vaishnavas to accept invitations everywhere. There is, of course, no objection to taking part in feasts in which prasad is distributed. There are many subtle laws which are practically unknown to the people in general, but the Krishna consciousness movement is very scientifically distributing all this Vedic knowledge for the benefit of the people of the world. The words adhoksaja dhiya, meaning Krishna consciousness, are very important. Since the Krishna consciousness movement going on at the present moment is genuine, perfect, and authorized, and is following in the footsteps of Prithu Maharaj, anyone who cooperates with this ISKCON movement or accepts its principles will get the same result as the workers who are actively propagating Krishna consciousness. Atheistic men do not believe in the existence of God, and thus they understand everything which is happening in our daily affairs to be due to physical arrangement and chance. Atheists believe in the atheistic Sankhya philosophy of the combination of Prakriti and Purusha. They believe only in matter, and they hold that matter, under certain conditions of amalgamation, gives rise to the living force, which then appears as Purusha, the enjoyer. Then, by a combination of matter and the living force, the many varieties of material manifestation come into existence. Nor do atheists believe in the injunctions of the Vedas, for according to them, all the Vedic injunctions are simply theories that have no practical application in life. Theistic men will solidly reject the views of the atheists on the grounds that there cannot be many varieties of existence without the plan of a superior intelligence. Atheists very vaguely explain that these varieties of existence occur simply by chance. But the theists who believe in the injunctions of the Vedas must reach all their conclusions under the direction of the Vedas. The dangerous Mayavad theory set forth by Shankara Acharya that God is impersonal does not tally with the injunctions of the Vedas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore described the Mayavadi philosophers as the greatest offenders against the personality of Godhead. According to the Vedic system, one who does not abide by the orders of the Vedas is called Nastik or atheist. When Lord Buddha preached his theory of nonviolence, Buddha was obliged to deny the authority of the Vedas. And so for this reason, Buddha was considered by the followers of the Vedas to be Nastik. But although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very clearly enunciated that the followers of Lord Buddha's philosophy are Nastikas or atheists because of their denial of the authority of the Vedas, Sriman Mahaprabhu considered the Shankaraites, who wanted to establish Vedic authority by trickery, but who actually followed the Mayavad philosophy of Buddha school, to be more dangerous than the Buddhists themselves. The Shankaraite philosopher's theory that we have to imagine a shape of God is more dangerous than denial of the existence of God. Notwithstanding all the philosophical theorizing by atheists or Mayavadis, the followers of Krishna consciousness rigidly live according to the injunctions given in Bhagavad Gita, which is accepted as the essence of all Vedic scripture. Atheists are of the opinion that there is no need to accept the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to be successful in religion, economic development, sense gratification, or liberation. According to atheists, dharma or religious principles are simply meant to establish an imaginary God to encourage one to become moral, honest, and just, so that the social orders may be maintained in peace and tranquility. Furthermore, atheists say that actually there is no need to accept God for this purpose, for if one follows the principles of morality and honesty, that is sufficient. The atheists further say that similarly, if one makes nice plans and works very hard for economic development, then automatically the result of economic development will come. And the atheists similarly say that sense gratification also does not depend on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For if one earns enough money by any process, then one will have sufficient opportunity for sense gratification. And insofar as liberation is concerned, atheists say that there is no need to talk of liberation because after death, everything is finished. Generally, a daughter inherits the qualities of her father, and a son gets the qualities of his mother. Thus, Mrityu's daughter, Sunita, got all the qualities of her father, and Vena inherited the qualities of his mother. The Ganges is glorified because it emanates from the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord. Similarly, if one takes to the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, or takes to Krishna consciousness, then he or she is immediately cleansed of the many dirty things which have accumulated in one's innumerable births. We have seen that in spite of the very black record of their past lives, persons who take to Krishna consciousness become perfectly cleansed of all dirty things, and make spiritual progress very swiftly. Prithu Maharaj advises that without the benediction of the Supreme Lord, one cannot make advancement either in so-called morality, economic development, or sense gratification. One should therefore take to the service of the Lord, or Krishna consciousness, and thus very soon become a perfect man, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Kshiprang Bhavati Dharmatma, Shashvach Chanting Nigachati. Lord Sri Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita that simply by surrendering unto Him, one is immediately relieved of all sinful reactions. As Krishna takes away all the sinful reactions of a person immediately upon surrendering unto Him, similarly, the external manifestation of Krishna, the representative of Krishna, who acts as the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, takes all the resultant actions of the sinful life of the disciple immediately after the disciple's initiation. Thus, if the disciple follows the principles instructed by the spiritual master, then he or she remains purified and is not contaminated by the material infection. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore stated that the spiritual master, who plays the part of Krishna's representative, has to consume all the sinful reactions of the disciple. Sometimes a spiritual master takes the risk of being overwhelmed by the sinful reactions of his disciples and has to undergo a sort of tribulation due to their acceptance. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised that one may not accept many disciples. The question may be raised that since the Lord is supposed to be worshipped by great demigods like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and others, then how can an ordinary human being on this planet serve Krishna? This is clearly explained by Prithu Maharaj by the use of the word yatha adhikar, according to one's ability. If one sincerely executes his or her occupational duty, that will be sufficient. One does not need to become like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Indra, Lord Chaitanya, or Ramanuja Acharya, whose capabilities are certainly far above ours. Why, even a Shudra, who is in the lowest stage of life, according to material qualities, can achieve the same success. Anyone can become successful in devotional service, provided he or she displays no duplicity. It is explained here that one must be very frank and open-minded, amayanaha. To be situated in a lower status of life is not a disqualification for success in devotional service. The only qualification is that whether one is a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, or shudra, one must be open, frank, and free from reservations. Then, by performing one's particular occupational duty, under the guidance of a proper spiritual master, one can achieve the highest success in life. As confirmed by Lord Krishna Himself, Shtriyo Vaishyas Tatha Shudras Tepi Yanti Parangatim. It does not matter what one is, whether one be a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or a degraded woman. If one engages seriously in devotional service, working with body, mind, and intelligence, one is sure to be successful in going back home, back to Godhead. The lotus feet of the Lord are described here as Kama Dugangri Pankajam because they have all power to fulfill the desires of everyone. A devotee is happy even in this life, because although in material existence we have many needs, all the devotee's material needs are satisfied. And when the devotee at last quits his or her body, the devotee goes back home, back to Godhead, without a doubt. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that karmakanda ritualistic ceremonies, although contaminated, contain touches of devotional service, because whenever there is the performance of any yajna or sacrifice, Lord Vishnu is given a central position. This is very important, because even a little endeavor to please Lord Vishnu is bhakti and is of great value. For even a tinge of bhakti purifies the material nature of the performances, which by devotional service gradually come to the transcendental position. Therefore, although such yajnas or sacrifices are superficially material activities, the results are transcendental. Such sacrifices as Surya Yajna, Indra Yajna, and Chandra Yajna are performed in the names of the demigods. But these demigods are bodily parts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The demigods cannot accept sacrificial offerings for themselves, but they can accept them for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just as a departmental tax collector of a government cannot collect taxes for his personal account, but can realize them for the government. Any sacrifice or yajna performed with this complete knowledge and understanding is described in Bhagavad Gita as brahmarpanam, or a sacrifice offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since no one but the Supreme Lord can enjoy the results of sacrifice, Lord Krishna says that He is the actual enjoyer of all sacrifices. Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram. Sacrifices should be performed with this view in mind. As stated in the 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, brahmarpanam brahma havir brahmagnau brahmana hutam brahmaiva tena gantavyam brahma karma samadhina. A person who is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness is sure to attain the spiritual kingdom because of one's full contribution to spiritual activities, in which the consummation is absolute and that which is offered is of the same spiritual nature. The performer of sacrifices must always keep in view that the sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas are meant to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishnur aradyate panta. Anything material or spiritual done for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord is understood to be actual yajna or sacrifice. And by performing such yajnas or sacrifices, one gets liberation from material bondage. The direct method of getting liberation from material bondage is devotional service, bhakti, comprising the 9 following methods: sravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakyam atmanivedanam. This 9-fold process is described as vishuddha vijnana ghana, or satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly by transcendental knowledge concentrated on the form of the Supreme Lord Vishnu. This is the best method for satisfying the Supreme Lord. One who cannot take to this direct process of bhakti should, however, take to the indirect process of performing yajnas for the satisfaction of Vishnu, who is also known as Yajna. Lord Vishnu is therefore called Yajnapati, as described in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam in the second canto, Shreya Pating Yajna Pating Jagat Pating. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Vishuddha Vijnana Gana, concentrated transcendental knowledge. Therefore, even though Krishna accepts karma kandiya materialistic yajnas, Krishna always remains in a transcendental position. Therefore, the mention of the word aneka guna refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead's many transcendental qualities, for Krishna is not affected by any material quality. The word ashaya means determination. Generally, a conditioned soul has the determination for material profit. But when these desires for material profit are satisfied through the performance of sacrifice or yajna, one gradually achieves the spiritual platform. Then one's life becomes perfect. In the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is recommended, Akama Sarva Kamova, Moksha Kama Udaradhi, Tivrena Bhakti Yogena, Yajeta Purusham Param. Everyone, whether Akama, the devotee, Sarvakama, the karmi, or Moksha Kama, the jnani or yogi, all are encouraged to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the direct method of bhakti, devotional service. In this way, one can get both material and spiritual profit simultaneously. Fire is always the same, but according to the size of the fuel or burning wood, the fire appears to be straight, curved, small, big, etc. The most grievous type of Vaishnava aparada is called Guru aparada, which refers to offenses at the lotus feet of the spiritual master. In the matter of chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this Guru aparada is considered the most grievous offense. Guror avagya shruti shastra nindanam. Among the 10 offenses committed against the chanting of the holy name of God, the first offenses are disobedience of the spiritual master and blasphemy of the Vedic literature. The Supreme Person is described herein as Brahmanya Deva. Brahmanya refers to the Brahmanas, the Vaishnavas, or the Brahmanical culture, and Deva means worshipable Lord. Therefore, unless one is on the transcendental platform of being Vaishnava, or on the highest platform of material goodness as a Brahmana, one cannot appreciate the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the lower stages of ignorance and passion, it is very difficult to appreciate or understand the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the Lord is described herein as the worshipable deity for persons in Brahmanical and Vaishnava culture. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagad Hitaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Namaha. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the prime protector of Brahmanical culture and the cow. Without knowing and respecting these two, one cannot realize the science of God. And without this knowledge, any welfare activities or humanitarian propaganda cannot be successful. The Lord is Purusha, the Supreme Enjoyer. And not only is he the enjoyer when he appears as a manifest incarnation, but he is also the enjoyer since time immemorial, from the very beginning, Puratana, and eternally, Nityam. Yach Charana Vivandanat. Prithu Maharaj said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead attained the opulence of eternal fame simply by worshipping the lotus feet of the Brahmanas. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that the Lord does not need to work in order to achieve material gain. Since Krishna is perpetually supremely perfect, Krishna does not need to obtain anything. But still it is said that Krishna obtained his opulences by worshipping the lotus feet of the Brahmanas. These are his exemplary actions. When Lord Sri Krishna was in Dwaraka, Krishna offered his respects by bowing down at the lotus feet of Narada. When Sudama Vipra came to his house, Lord Krishna personally washed Sudama's feet and gave him a seat on his personal bed. Although Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he offered respects to Maharaj Yudhishthir and Kunti Devi. The Lord's exemplary behavior is to teach us. We should learn from Krishna's personal behavior how to give protection to the cow, how to cultivate Brahmanical qualities, and how to respect Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter, Yad yad acharati shrestas tat tad evetaro jana. If the leading personalities behave in a certain manner, others will automatically follow them. And who can be more of a leading personality than the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And whose behavior could be more exemplary? It is not that Krishna needed to do all these things to acquire material gain, but all of these acts were performed just to teach us how to behave in this material world. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is described herein as Mahatma Agrani. Within this material world, the Mahatmas, or great personalities, are Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. But Krishna is above them all. Narayana Paro Vyaktat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is in a transcendental position above everything created within this material world. Krishna's opulence, Krishna's riches, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's wisdom, Krishna's knowledge, Krishna's renunciation, and Krishna's reputation are all Jagat Pavitram, universally purifying. The more we discuss Krishna's opulences, the more the universe becomes purer and purer. In the material world, the opulences possessed by a material person are never fixed. Today one may be a very rich man, but tomorrow he may become poor. Today one is very famous, but tomorrow he may be infamous. Materially obtained opulences are never fixed, but all six opulences perpetually exist in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not only in the spiritual world, but also in this material world. Lord Krishna's reputation is fixed, and his book of wisdom, Bhagavad Gita, is still honored. Everything pertaining to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is eternally existing. Srila Narottama Das Thakur prays, Tandera charana sevi bhakta sanevas janame janame hoy e abhilash. Birth after birth, I desire to serve the lotus feet of the Acharyas, and live in a society of devotees. A spiritual atmosphere can be maintained only by living in a society of devotees and by serving the orders of the Acharyas. The spiritual master is the best Brahmana. At present, in the age of Kali, it is very difficult to render service to the Brahmana Kula or the Brahmana class. According to the Varaha Purana, Rakshasa Kalam Ashritya Jayante Brahma Yonishu. The difficulty is that demons, taking advantage of Kali Yuga, have taken birth in Brahmana families. In other words, in this age, there are many so-called caste Brahmanas and caste Goswamis who, taking advantage of the Shastra and of the innocence of people in general, claim to be Brahmanas and Vaishnavas by hereditary right. One will not derive any benefit by rendering service to such false Brahmana Kulas. One must therefore take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and his associates, and should also render service to them, for such activity will greatly help the neophyte in attaining full satisfaction. It is very clearly explained by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his explanation of the Bhagavad Gita verse via Vasayatmika Buddhir Ekeha Huru Nandana, that by actually following the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga as recommended by the Acharya, one can very quickly come to the transcendental platform of liberation, which is explained herein as Atyanta Shamam. The particular use of the word Anati Velam, without delay, is very significant, because simply by serving Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, one can get liberation. There is no need to undergo severe penances and austerities. And the vivid example of this is Narada Muni himself. For in his previous birth, Narada was simply a maidservant's son. But he got the opportunity to serve exalted Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. And thus, in his next life, Narada not only became liberated, but became famous as the supreme spiritual master of the entire Vaishnava disciplic succession. According to the Vedic system, therefore, it is customarily recommended that after performing a ritualistic ceremony, one should feed the Brahmanas. The word Mangala auspicious is very significant. Srila Sridhar Swami quotes that to do what is good and to reject what is not good, that is called Mangala or auspicious. So, to do what is good means to accept everything favorable to the discharge of devotional service, and to reject what is not good means to reject everything not favorable for the discharging of devotional service. So, in our Krishna consciousness movement, we accept this principle by rejecting four prohibited items, namely, illicit sex life, intoxication, gambling, and flesh eating, and accepting the daily chanting of at least 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, as well as daily meditation 3 times a day by chanting the Gayatri Mantras. In this way, one can keep one's Brahmanical culture and spiritual strength intact. By following these principles of devotional service strictly, chanting 24 hours a day the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One makes positive progress in spiritual life and ultimately becomes completely fit to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Because the ultimate goal of studying or understanding the Vedic knowledge is to find Krishna, one who follows the Vedic principles can, from the very beginning, see all the features of Lord Krishna, the Absolute Truth, very distinctly, just as one can see one's own face completely reflected in a clear mirror. The conclusion is, therefore, that a Brahmana does not become a Brahmana simply because one is a living entity or is born in a Brahmana family. No, one must possess all the qualities mentioned in the Shastras and practice the Brahmanical principles in life. Thus, one can ultimately become a fully Krishna-conscious person and can understand what Krishna is. How the devotee continuously sees Krishna face to face within one's heart is described in Brahma Sanghita as follows. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santak Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yang Shyama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam Govindam Adi Purushang Tamahang Bhajami. The devotee, by development of pure love for Krishna, constantly sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Shyama Sundara, within one's heart. That is the perfectional stage of Brahmanical culture. The specific mention of the word Gavam by Prithu Maharaj is significant because the Lord is always associated with cows and his devotees. In pictures, Lord Krishna is always seen with cows and his associates, such as the cowherder boys and the gopis. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cannot be alone. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj said, Sanu Charascha, indicating that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always associated with his followers and devotees. The devotee acquires all the good qualities of the demigods. The devotee is Gunayanam, the reservoir of all good qualities. One's only asset is good behavior, and one is grateful. Gratitude for the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is one of the qualities of Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Everyone should feel grateful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead because Krishna is maintaining all living entities and supplying all their necessities. As stated in the Vedas, Katha Upanishad, Eko Bahunan Yo Vididhati Kaman. The Supreme One is supplying all necessities to the living entities. The living entity, who is therefore grateful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is certainly qualified with good characteristics. The word Vridhashrayam is very significant. Vridha refers to one who is advanced in knowledge. There are two kinds of old men. One is advanced in years, and one who is experienced in knowledge. The one who is advanced in knowledge is actually Vridha, Jnana Vridha. One does not become Vridha simply by advancing in age. Vridhashrayam. A person who takes shelter of a superior person who is advanced in knowledge can acquire all the good qualities of a Brahmana and be trained in good behavior. when one actually attains good qualities, becomes grateful for the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, one is then endowed with all opulence. Such a person is a Brahmana or Vaishnava. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj invokes the blessings and mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with his associates, devotees, Vaishnavas, Brahmanas, and cows. Prithu invokes the blessings of all of these. Recorded October 16 and 17, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.